Well, welcome to 2024. You know, if you've been on social media at all these past 2 weeks of the new year, you've probably seen tons of videos from friends of highlights from their past year. So you know what? We thought we'd do the same and take a look back at some of the crazy and interesting outdoor adventures we've been on since we began this show.
I just usually like to have three shells. I mean, I don't really need them. They call me One Shot Sean or Sure Shot Sean.
I was soaked from my head to my toe, but could barely feel the water for all the old pain in my back.
So you're gonna camouflage this in the ground, and then once the animal steps on it, it closes around their foot like that, and you've got them.
You can see he's done a lot of bank damage since he got into the snare last night, and so...
Yeah, that's
little
boy.
Little sugar.
Yeah, it's little boy.
Hi. Hi here.
Yeah. Hi. Say hello. Hello, world.
What? You gotta be kidding me.
Get it off you. There you go.
That is a big snake. It's got 5 points on this one side. And I'd say probably for here in our area, this is probably about a 3.5-year-old deer.
Watch this.
Oh!
I think I've swallowed like 6 gnats in the filming of this episode.
Oh my, I told you.
What is that?
Oh, look at that thing.
What is that? Wait, don't put it back.
Hey, stop, he's really on
the. These are so sharp, I have to put these little tubes on here just to keep them from. Yeah, you all even show the camera there. There you go, very good, see?
Oh my gosh, look at the thing coming to the top of the water. See it swirling? You see it swirling? Oh my gosh, it's a big old fish.
What are y'all doing? Golly.
Hey, it's what? Steve.
Scuba Steve. That's what we get for sticking the hooks in steak bait. No, wait, it's a clownfish. Look, it's a clownfish.
I am stuck on this barbed wire fence.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, because I was trying to crawl. Are you videoing?
Well, yeah. I mean, you get yourself in these situations.
Oh, wow. I forgot about some of those. Looking back at those clips, you know, I am reminded of all the great stories that are a part of each one of those videos. You know, while they're all different, there is one common theme. What is that? The outdoors. That's what this show is all about. You know, the Bible is similar. It's full of stories of different events that have occurred throughout history. And while they are all different, there is one common theme. What is that? The love of Jesus. You don't believe me? Hey, just take a look. Even in the Old Testament, the prophets foretold of the coming Messiah. And even as far back as Genesis, when sin first entered the world with Adam and Eve, we recognized the need we had for a Savior. One who would save us from our sins. And in the New Testament, we learn what His name is. What is it? Jesus, you know, which means salvation. Jesus is the Son of God who chose to leave His throne in heaven to come to this earth and give His life for our sins, all because of His love for us. You know, we can have a million great highlight reels from the past years, but there's only one that really matters. Have you put your faith in Jesus Christ? Have you bowed before the King and surrendered your life to Him and Him alone? You know, I pray that you'll do that before it's too late. And once you've made that decision, we have to ask ourselves, are we actively following Jesus in our daily life? You know, LifeWord wants to help you do just that. Check out more videos like these that help you learn about Jesus and how to walk with the Lord daily by going to lifeword.org or following us on social media. We've got some exciting things in store for 2024. And hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors.